Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today's the deadline for parents around the country to send in commitment checks to the colleges their children have chosen to attend next year. There's been a lot of research, campus visits, and cost calculations going into those decisions. With parents and students trying to figure out whether the price tag is worth it, a school in Worcester is putting that information front and center. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
After a campus tour at Clark University, Karen Fitzpatrick from Birmingham, Alabama, says she's thinking about whether a Clark degree will secure her daughter's future.
I think it would matter to know that she had enough to live comfortably or without fear, not necessarily tons, but enough so that she could be independent as soon as possible.
Her daughter, Isabel Tankersley, wants that too.
I think that's very important because I want to feel stable, like I can land on my feet or if I'm going to be okay.
This desire to land on your feet is making college choice more reality-based for families than it's been in the past, says Clark University President David Angel.
They want some great attraction and some, frankly, greater evidence about what a particular college or university will do to ensure that the investment they're being invited to make will pay off.
Clark University has launched a new website that tries to reassure parents. It's called the Return on Education, a play on the familiar phrase, return on investment. The website lets anyone search by major or industry the jobs Clark graduates have secured. In its early stages, it's a pretty basic tool, explains the school's
search,
head of marketing, Paula David.
Let's look up history here on the website.
So you click on a pull-down menu.
A pull-down menu that takes you to history, and here you're going to see a listing of titles and organizations, which will give you kind of a flavor.
For instance, you can see that an English major is now a photojournalist for National Geographic, and a communication and culture major is now a senior program manager at EMC. The career paths can be surprising. Clark is trying to highlight that with videos of graduates, including Matt Goldman, co-founder of Blue Man Group.
Even though I had gone to school and done an economics degree and an MBA, I still felt in my inner core that I was an artist.
Clark's alumni office is surveying graduates to get more specific information about jobs and salary ranges. Currently, its Return on Education site uses compensation data from a public website. Most colleges have this kind of general information on graduates somewhere on their websites, but it's usually too unwieldy for parents to piece together. But when the average price of college is $35,000 a year and Clark costs $45,000, it's important to be transparent about results, says Clark President Angel.
We believe colleges and universities also need to do a better job becoming accountable for the results of education.
Parents and prospective students have been accessing this website since it was launched in January. And Jared Nunes, Associate Director of Admissions, says they're more focused on life after college.
When we meet families at college fairs at their high schools, that comes up very often. And it's most often the parents that ask that question. The students are really focused in on the details of the living experience.
Clark says its Return on Education tool puts the school front and center as the country is talking about whether the high price of college is worth it. President Obama is warning schools to keep their costs from rising or he'll cut back their federal grants. The pressure is mounting, and that could encourage more schools to be more accountable. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.